Hello, is this Aaron?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, sir. I am just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So I'd like to ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me ask you, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are you certain to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. So I would like to ask you, what is your age?
40.
Thank you very much. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
I don't want to do that question.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now, I'm just going to read the list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or aren't familiar with them, just tell me that. First,
I don't want to answer any questions favoring or disfavoring any candidates or parties.
I understand. Just keep in mind that this is completely confidential and your opinion is very important to us.
That doesn't matter. I don't want to answer those.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, in the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
I'm not partial to a party.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican
Joe Biden.
Donald Trump?
Thank you very much.
Now, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marion or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you very much. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marine, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marine?
It's not the party, it's the policy. He's changed all his policies.
So you will say that there is no chance?
No. Well,
okay, thank you very much.
Is there a chance he'll change his policies?
Okay, so as of right now, what will you say, that there's a chance or there's no chance?
As of right now, he is not going to change his policy, so no.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, I'm just going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. So Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So, does this statement make you less likely to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat
no.
Less likely to vote for her? So, it makes
no
difference?
No, it doesn't.
Thank you very much. Now, I just have a few more questions, okay? Thank you very much for your time. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements some people have made about Republican Derek Marine. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. So the first one, Derek Marine wrote a bill that will define the crime, quote, aggravated abortion murder. So Marine's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marine's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. So will you say that this is much less likely to him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or you believe the statement is not true?
No difference. I wasn't going to vote for him, though.
Thank you, sir. Now, the second statement. So nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marine voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to do the job to get workers' compensation, Marine even voted no on that. So will you say that's much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true?
Less likely.
You said much less likely or somewhat?
Yeah, much less likely. I wasn't going to vote for him, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I understand, sir. We're almost done with the statements, okay? I do appreciate your time. Now, as a landlord who has received over 100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So will that make you much less likely, somewhat
yeah,
less likely, no difference. Thank you. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Marine supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marine would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Would you say that makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely,
much,
no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. We just have two more, okay? We're almost done. Thank you, sir. So after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marine's corruption. So what will you say about that statement? Much less likely, somewhat
much less
likely. Okay. Now, the last statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marine sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely?
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you very much, sir.
It sounds like Derek Moreno is kind of a butthole, if all that stuff's true.
Yeah, those were just some statements, you know, people have made about him. So thank you for your opinion,
sir.
Are
you calling from the Democratic?
No, we're not attached to any political group. We're very private investigation institute located in the U.S.
Okay.
So, you know, we're not attached to any group. So, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine, or will you still vote for Marine?
No, I won't vote for him. He has horrible policies.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your opinion. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
They're all the same. Kaptur.
Okay. Will you say that you lean towards Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or you had decided?
I'm already decided.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And what will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marine?
His policies.
Thank you very much, sir. We're almost on, okay? So I do want to ask you, this is just for classification purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read some categories. Stop me when we get to your
high school. 12th grade high school.
Thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
No.
Okay, well, you said that you are a Democrat, independent.
No, I don't. I have no party affiliation.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to you, to your personal identity?
Very.
Very important. Thank you very much. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. Sorry, thank you very much for your time and
thank
your participation.
You.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Que difícil es hacer.